This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is hit about 4.5%. That's not terrible by Carter and early Reagan administration standards, but that's up from 3.6% in early May. The Fed in recent days has made a team effort to tamp down dread in the bond market about some early end to its stimulus program. But as Gigi Duban reports, some experts are predicting that even if rates keep going up, as would be expected in an economic recovery, the housing market should still hang in there.
Those higher mortgage rates we're seeing? Not putting much of a dent in the housing recovery. Mike Frattantoni is Vice President of Research and Economics for the Mortgage Bankers Association.
Although the increase in mortgage rates may be a bit of a drag on the housing market, we still anticipate the recovery is going to continue.
Frattantoni says that's because home prices are still well below the housing bubble's peak. Plus, the job market's better, which means incomes are up, and so are mortgage applications. But Robert Denk, senior economist at the National Association of Home Builders, says what really counts is how many of those mortgage applications end up in the reject pile.
If there is very limited access to credit, it doesn't really matter whether the rates are historically low or whether they're historically high. Nobody's getting the loans.
As for those still thinking about refinancing, Denk says hurry up and do it before interest rates go up even more. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.